The MV Macagon has returned to Gibson's Harbor. From 1948 until 1951, the Macagon was a passenger-only ferry providing service between Gibson's and Horseshoe Bay before Black Ball Ferries took over. Now, a Gibson's resident is hoping to restore the vessel to her former glory. Gibson's Harbor manager Chris Lougheed told Coast Reporter he has been asked about the vessel every day since it arrived in the harbor last October. He's not sure of the vessel's future, but he does know of its past. He's also not fond of the Macagon's current location, which is outside of Gibson's recreational waterline, given the conditions this time of year. Winters in Gibson's usually see between 5 and 10 vessels break loose in anchorage and then come like missiles at my facility, Lougheed said. Tom Stenner, the current owner, wants to assure people with concerns that the boat is being cleaned up and is well anchored. Stenner himself is the owner of Active Marine Towing, based in Gibson's, and has been on the water since he was 15 years old. Stenner purchased the former ferry in June last year because of its history. Although Stenner was born 3 years after the Macagon retired from ferry service, his parents would have traveled aboard her after they moved to the Sunshine Coast in 1947. His father, Fred Stenner, was the manager of the liquor store that would eventually become Molly's Reach. When a friend came across the vessel for sale in Campbell River in 2022, Stenner's interest was piqued. The MV Macagon is seen in Gibson's Harbor in 1948. Photo number 159, courtesy of the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives. A storied past, the Macagon has been renamed several times, from the Gulf Trader to Coast Ranger and Saracen 3, then Lahaina Lady, the name currently painted on a life ring seen on board, and the Noble Lady. Nonetheless, the vessel is registered with Transport Canada as the Macagon but insured as the Noble Lady. Stenner said he calls her the Noble Lady. The Fairmile vessel was built on the West Coast for the Royal Canadian Navy in 1941 to serve in the Second World War, according to Nauticopedia. After the build was completed by Star Shipyard, Mercers, Limited in New Westminster, she was launched on September 17, 1941. From 1942 through the war years, she patrolled out of Esquimalt through the Juan de Fuca Strait and was then known as HMCMLQ-070. Stenner said it was assigned during the war as an escort boat to the U.S. Navy. After 1945, she was sold and renamed the MV Macagon. Before BC Ferries and even before Black Ball Ferries, sea bus lines transported walk-on passengers to and from the coast. The MV Macagon was part of that fleet, and carried up to 140 passengers between Gibson's and Horseshoe Bay until 1951, when it was acquired and replaced by Black Ball's first vehicle loading ferry. Lougheed adds that the maximum capacity would have been during Transport Canada's more relaxed regulations. By 1993, the Noble Lady had not moved under her own power for 21 years, when owners Jim and Betty Lou Hunt fixed her up. Then in the early 2000s, the Noble Lady was purchased in Prince Rupert and became home to John and Karen Boyd in Campbell River for nearly 2 decades. In their hands, the vessel became a liveaboard and underwent extensive interior upgrades, harbor manager Lougheed said. From a tour he was given on the boat, Lougheed estimates the master cabin and crew cabin could sleep 8 people. The vessel is 112 feet, but does not feel as big aboard, Lougheed added. But if you're inside that superstructure, it kind of just feels like a condo. Photo by Bronwyn Beers. To homecoming for some. Seeing the Macagon in local waters again brings back memories. In 1926, the Smith family bought George Gibson's original property, which today includes Molly's Reach and Smitty's Oyster House. John Smith, who still owns that land and has a connection to another historical boat, the Beachcombers' Persephone, remembers traveling back and forth on the Macagon ferry about once a month when he was 5 years old. Smith recalls the ride as being a 4-hour trip. The vessel's top speed is listed as 10 knots. I was surprised when I was told that the boat in the bay was the Macagon. I always thought the Macagon was bigger than that, Smith told Coast Reporter. As kids, sometimes you think things are bigger or smaller than they actually were. Now the vessel is in need of repair. The Boyds, Stenner said, did a lot of work up top, but not much below the waterline on the wooden boat. While the mahogany hull does not have any leaks, the keel has some damage that may cost too much to repair. That's still up in the air at the moment, Stenner said. Still, he hopes to be able to restore the boat to look nice and pretty, even if we just use it for ourselves. He's also considered offering tours on the Macagun as it sails its former route. Bringing the Macagun back to Gibson's Harbor was fun, Stenner said. I like history, and she was kind of coming home.